Item 1 is an application for subdivision rezoning for land located at 1923 Waverly Street under file DASZ16 of 2008. The applicant is Calvin Young.
Will the applicant, Calvin Young, please step forward? This is just for the first one, yeah? Calvin, welcome. Please, can you summarize what your application is all about?
About a year ago, we lucky enough to buy those property, 1922 Waverly West, from original owner was landscaping owner, and then we didn't know what to do at the first time. And
can
then
you speak louder, please?
And then we decided to develop the property, and we hired architecture. Between that, we had a meeting with Mr. Kevin here, and then we had a little confusion. So we tried to develop the condominium first time, but we don't know what to do. So nothing about knows nothing. We don't know nothing about the guidelines, and the, what's the neighborhood plans and everything. Now we realize it, and I had a meeting with the team, Gallagher, Mr. Gallagher, that we agreed to follow the original plan, stuck with the plan, neighborhoods and everything, so we don't have any problems right now. Yeah, that's the basic summary.
Okay. Councilor Swindell?
Calvin, I understand you've had some productive meetings. You've amended the plan so that you have less lots. The size of the lots is more in keeping with the overall area.
And yeah, that was the original plan. But right now, I talked to the gym, and then what was the plan was the MLGC and the city, so we agreed to go for the 17 lots.
17 lots, yes. Instead of the 22. That's right. Amended. We have an amended Schedule B in our proposal. So you're fine with that? You're fine with the conditions of putting the sidewalks in and the other pieces that have been agreed to?
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah.
Okay. If you'll have a chance to come back and speak, and maybe if there's nobody else, I think there's just the two parties here on it. I'm not.
Well, right now there is if that's it for your presentation, you can have a seat,
okay.
And you can come back and rebut any other information. We have for information Paul McNeil. Is there anybody else that's here on this item on Waverly? 1923? You are?
Did you fill out a form?
No,
unless you fill out a form, you won't be registered.
If you want to fill out a form, you can.
It's probably register. Not necessarily. You know, we both work for the same firm, so we'll leave it at that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Paul McNeil. I'm with the MMM Group. And I'm here representing the interests of MHRC. We're the consultant that have managed the various planning and approval process for MHRC. I've indicated that I'm here for information, but in fact, MHRC is supportive of the amended application. And I wanted to hear what was going to be presented first, but based on what we've heard here this evening, then I would be changing my indication to support rather than for information. As the applicant has indicated, he had very productive discussions with MHRC. They've basically come to an agreement and see eye to eye on the development. There's just one item I'd like to bring to the committee's attention, which may have been missed in the ACG report or not addressed in the ACG report, and that has to do with the public sidewalks. I believe the ACG report indicates sidewalks would be extended on Apple Tree Crescent. That's the short north-south section. There is also a residential section with the 11 lots that extends between Apple Tree Crescent and Bridgewater North. MHRC is installing sidewalks on all the residential streets in the subdivision, and would suggest for consistency that it would also be appropriate that sidewalks be installed on this short street as well. And that's really up to the applicant, but in terms of consistency, the view of MHRC is that that over time, as the houses get occupied, these folks may begin to ask where their sidewalks are, since every other street has sidewalks. But it really becomes a question of whether the applicant was indicated that he'd be prepared to do that, and whether the committee would also encourage sidewalks on that section of the street as well. Other than that, we are in full support of the application as amended that's been put forward.
So are you talking about sidewalks? I guess a relatively short piece of street, Paul. You talk about sidewalks, and it's not a flow-through street. It's a dead-end street. It dead-ends at apple trees. So just sidewalk on one side of it?
MHRC has been putting sidewalks on both sides of their residential streets, except on the cul-de-sacs. And the sidewalks that are going on these residential streets, I don't know if you've had an opportunity, Councillor, to drive through the area since some of them have been in place, mm-hmm. but they're contiguous with the curb. They're built as part of the street, as part of the curb. So rather than separated as right. they are on the collector streets, these are, in fact, a widened section of the curb, ideally on both sides.
Okay.
Any questions for Mr. McNeil?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So would the applicant come back? Calvin Young? Welcome, Calvin. This is your chance to rebut any information that was presented by the people in support.
Do you have anything you want to add? Or?
No, I'm fine. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. You can have a seat. Councillor Swindell.
Okay. I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary and carried.